Israel. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. As President Biden makes his first trip to the Middle East since taking office.
President Biden arrived in Israel greeted by the country's leaders, like Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
Mr. President, welcome to Israel, our brother Joseph.
This is the 10th time President Biden has traveled to Israel, his first as president.
The connection between the Israeli people and the American people is bone deep. It's bone deep.
President Biden is getting briefed on Israel's Iron Dome and Iron Beam missile defense systems. He will also meet with Palestinian leaders in the West Bank. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Meanwhile, back in the U.S., inflation hits a 40-year high.
Inflation was even hotter than forecast in June, a sign you were paying a lot more for things last month. The Consumer Price Index rose 1.3% from May to June. For the year ending in June, the CPI was up 9.1%, putting inflation back at 1981% levels. Excluding food and energy, the increase was still very strong, 5.9%, though that's the only bright spot. Core inflation decreased from May.
Fox's Jenny Cosola, and this as congressional Democrats say they've been raising big money over the past couple of months.
The main fundraising group for congressional Democratic candidates say they've finally outraised their Republican counterparts, reporting they have more than $120 million cash on hand. The past few months, they say they've seen more donations roll in. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is separate from actual candidate campaign efforts. On the GOP side, the National Republican Congressional Committee reports about $101 million cash on hand.
Fox's Evan Brown, America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A new documentary is taking a closer look at how social media, specifically TikTok, influenced the trial verdict in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case. The NBC doc, which premieres today, comes after Heard filed new paperwork to have Depp's winning verdict tossed out and a new trial set, arguing that one of the jurors should not have been allowed to serve on the panel. Heard's lawyers say juror number 15 was not the individual summoned in April to serve in the case. Depp's team has asked the Virginia court to, quote, reject Ms. Heard's baseless contention. Meanwhile, NBA star LeBron James clarifies comments he made about Brittany Griner's detention in Russia.
After originally questioning whether Griner would even want to return back to the United States and doubting that America is supporting her, LeBron James now tweeting that his comment, quote, wasn't knocking our beautiful country, but rather referring to how she's probably feeling emotionally now that she's been imprisoned in Russia for over 100 days. James adding the hashtag, bring her home. The NBA superstar faced criticism for his original comment that will be appearing this Friday on the YouTube series The Shop Uninterrupted. Griner has been in Russian custody since February after cannabis vape cartridges were found in her luggage. She recently pled guilty to the charge. The U.S. State Department is arguing she was wrongfully accused. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
And some fan favorites get snubbed by the Emmys.
The popular series Yellowstone and 1883 were both shut out of Tuesday's Emmy nominations. Even though the acclaimed series has spawned many prequels, well, the Television Academy also shut out the final season of ABC's Blackish and NBC's This Is Us. Selena Gomez did not get nominated in the comedic actress category, but her Only Murders in the Building co-star Steve Martin and Martin Short did, while former President Barack Obama got an Emmy nomination for narrating the Netflix docuseries Our Great National Parks, and Dave Chappelle's stand-up special The Closer landed two nominations, while Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso received 20.
Fox's Michelle Polino, I'm Mary Corsetti. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.